Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thank you so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it right here on our program. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and you can also get our podcast there as well. We do a podcast and put that up so you can listen to anything you've missed. Of course, we're in hour number two. If you missed any of our first hour, Dan Gaynor talking about what's going on in the media world. And Dr. Vincent Peter Pride just gave us a really deep dive into the irregularities within the intelligence community and a particular threat of 145 ICBM silos that China has built that our intelligence agencies completely and totally missed. And so we will have that coming up for you so you can listen to that. If you'd like to, go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. I've also got an article that I found that I really think you should give a view to, because there's a lot of conversation about this, about UFOs, and it is entitled A Biblical View, written by a Betty Miller. She and her husband are pastors, and it's got some great information in it to kind of give you some peace and also help you kind of put it in the right box, so to speak. All right, welcoming to the program our constitutional expert, Constitutional Soundbites. You can find him at CG Contributors at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website. CG Contributors. Looking for David Shostokas. Click on his picture. You'll get over to his website and keep up with all the things that he is doing, including all of his travels. We'll be back. He'll be back with us right now, as a matter of fact. Sorry, I was processing all of that, and I had a thought, but it went somewhere else. David Shostokas is with us. David, thanks for being here. Good to have you on board, sir.
Oh, it's great to be with you guys today, with your audience today, and we'll have a good scintillating conversation as always. You know, you and I were talking a little bit about some things regarding SCOTUS before we came on the air, but I think it might be a little bit worthwhile to spend some time on this this voting speech that the guy that hangs out in the White House gave yesterday, and the problems with legislators from your home state, the Texans that ran out of town, seems to be kind of worthwhile to address a little bit of that.
Yeah, I was looking. I guess this particular case, the one that I was thinking about, had to do with them again punting on the idea of whether or not someone had standing, and it was Thomas that actually wrote the dissenting opinion. Our conservative justices, once again, Kavanaugh and Amy Barrett, decided once again, we're not going to hear this one. But it had to do with Standing Akimbo LLC, a Colorado limited liability company, and cannabis versus the United States through its agency of the Internal Revenue Service. And I would have to get a little deeper into this and don't have the time to do that right this second. But it was just another example of them, you know, basically not showing their true conservative colors.
Yeah, well, apparently they're not exerting those colors. What they've been doing in so many respects, so many places, just abdicating their responsibility, and that's a frightening thought as well, because of course when they do not advocate, when they do not take responsibility and do their job, then they ultimately shut down the courts. And I think we talked before a long time ago when they didn't let Texas, sue Pennsylvania elsewhere. That
I found
courts
it.
Exist.
Yeah, I found it,
okay.
David. I found it. It was the denial of a petition for a writ of creaturary. In the case of Gloucester County School Board versus Grim Gavin, originated in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit and concerned whether Title IX requires schools to allow transgender students to use restrooms that correspond to their gender identities. And the lower courts basically, the decision that is set is that in this case, they are going to allow boys into the girls' bathrooms, and schools can't do anything to stop it. And Justices Thomas and Alito would have granted the petition for review, and surprisingly, neither Gorsuch nor Barrett nor Kavanaugh thought that it was important to hear a case so that the Supreme Court could render a decision that ultimately would protect young women from predatory males.
Yeah, this is really troublesome when the courts refuse to make decisions and couch it in this term of standing. It's kind of a catch-all. Standing has got to do with an Article 3 power of the courts. Article 3 is the section of the Constitution that gives the courts authority to hear what they call cases and controversies. And so standing means that somebody actually has a case or a controversy that can be decided, and not only can be decided, but that a court can fashion a remedy for the alleged wrong. And when they say that there's no standing, they say that, well, there's either not a case or controversy, or the court doesn't have the ability to formulate a remedy for the alleged wrong. And probably 8 times out of 10, when a court says there's no standing, they're basically saying, we don't want to do this. Because more often than not, there is a case or controversy. That's why people came to court. And for the most part, people have decided that, yeah, there's a remedy that the court can have, because you always ask for a remedy at the end of a complaint that you draft. Otherwise, it's a exercise in futility to begin with. And for the courts ultimately to say that there's no standing is an extraordinarily dangerous thing, because as I was mentioning, when you go back to when Texas sued a variety of the swing states for not following the Constitution and ultimately damaging the votes of people in Texas, and the court said that there was no standing in that case. This is really a problem, because the courts exist simply. It's very simple to keep people from killing each other. You know, I mean, it's to give an outlet to deciding differences that people have without resorting to violence. And when the courts decline to do their job or abdicate their authority, they themselves are inciting violence because they're not allowing these things to be decided in a court of law. And it's really, really troublesome. And certainly the situation that is described in this matter clearly there's a case of controversy, because clearly the young girls should have the ability to have restrooms that belong to them. And clearly there's a remedy that the court can fashion by interpreting Title IX to not allow what people are demanding that they have. And, it's very, very sad that the courts are deciding to do this so often, maybe 50, 60 times when it came to the election, they don't want to make decisions. And this is a bad, bad circumstance for the country as a whole, this trend of putting in these, making these decisions on standing that say, no, you, the courts are closed to you for this controversy, but that goes along with of course the Congress itself has abdicated so much of its own authority by creating executive agencies and letting agencies make law, when clearly the Constitution says laws will be made by virtue of passing both houses of Congress and being signed by the president. And so that's why Congress has nothing to do but go around and scream at each other and call each other names, because they don't pass laws, and the judges don't make decisions. We have a huge, huge problem when the government is giving up its ability to manage civil society and leaving only the executive branch to issue executive orders and rule by decree. This is creeping toward an aristocracy and away from a republic. And this is a very, very huge problem. And, of course, it all backs down to elections, because if you don't trust the elections and the government is not concerned about the outcome of elections, then they can do what they will. So, and we are getting, we are moving in the right direction on elections, with the exception, of course, of the guy who sits in the White House who was misrepresenting what was going on in your home state of Texas yesterday terms of, he made misrepresentations about what was going on in Texas. Texas was actually expanding the hours available for early voting. And then now the White House is, of course, honoring folks that are refusing to go to work, the Texas legislators, the Democrat Texas legislators who are refusing to go to work and somehow think that by not going to work, they can then get something accomplished. Now the White House is honoring them not going to work. And we're going to see what can be done about that. It would appear as though Governor Abbott has every intention of arresting these folks when they return to Texas, assuming they ever do.
Well, and there was another mention about the possibility of actually sending DPS to go after them, which, to basically extradite them back and force them to come back and do their jobs. Possibly by placing them under house arrest. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if that is a possibility. This is living in Texas. It's not surprising to me that these individuals are doing this, that they're using this tact. What I am really hopeful for is that we don't end up seeing the Republicans collapse here in the state, that they will hold the line with regards to their position and not fold. And that's what I'm really hoping. We don't see them fold. All right, we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, with David Justokas. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is David Shostokas. You can find him at CG Contributors, CG Contributors. And you can also find him. David, tell them how they can listen to your podcast. It's coming up tomorrow evening.
Yeah, tomorrow evening will be 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on the American Media Periscope platform. If you go to AmericanMediaPlus, Periscope.org, you'll find about 20 different ways to listen, from Roku to Apple to Fire TV, to listen and watch. And tomorrow night, I'm particularly excited about the conversation I'm going to have with Dr. Lyle Rapacki. Dr. Rapacki has been involved in the Arizona audit circumstances from the very, very beginning, from the first hearings they had in the state legislature November 30th, 2020, and has been part and parcel of what's been going on in Arizona all this time. He's himself runs an update on Arizona Today that we're gonna update everybody tomorrow night on constitutional soundbites on the American media Periscope platform. I'll be following our mutual friend Pete Santilli after I'm much on a little bit of Pistol Pete's beef jerky.
Yes,
and then we'll which I know was. I know it's a favorite of yours, a favorite of mine, and I'll be on right after Pete on the American Media Periscope platform.
And you're going to be on with Pete tonight, is that right?
I'll be on with Pete tonight. I'm on with you every Wednesday morning, and I'm on with Pete every Wednesday evening, and we'll be exploring further about the voting situation that the guy that is currently hanging out in the White House. Had to talk about yesterday, which, of course, was full of just lies and misrepresentations. Mm-hmm. And strangely enough, he was in Pennsylvania. He went to Pennsylvania to do that. And Senator Mastriano, Pennsylvania state senator, who conducted the hearings that I testified at in November 2020, had offered to meet with Joe Biden and explain to him what was going on in Pennsylvania and the approach that they were going to take. But, of course, Biden just snubbed Senator Mastriano and decided that it wasn't worth hearing the concerns of the citizens of Pennsylvania about the bad things that went on during their election and what they're trying to do. So, of course, the question always is that if there's somebody that thinks they won a major victory, why are they so afraid of assuring that the vote was accurate? So that just right. indicates that this guy that's sitting there is concerned that if in fact there was an accurate count, that his election was not in fact legitimate. So we'll be talking about that with Pete tonight, and much detail about Arizona tomorrow. So I'm real excited about updating people on Arizona tomorrow.
And that's it. You know, I had Randy Pullen on Monday to talk about you know what's going on in Arizona and give us kind of the rundown and the lowdown on that. And this voting situation, folks, is so critically important. You know, we didn't have time to get into this, but there are some who are talking about that if Pennsylvania, if Arizona, if some of these states. Decide that that there was enough evidence to, make a change of some sort. What would that process look like? And is there actually a path by which this election at this point could be changed? So maybe
Let's
we can talk
about that
yeah,
next Wednesday.
We'll talk about that next
we'll
Wednesday.
We'll talk about that next Wednesday because yeah. I in fact believe there is.
Okay.
And we're looking forward to it. And you can hear more about Arizona on Constitutional Soundbites. On American Media Periscope tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. You're get more at the website.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself.
PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.